Hey there, thanks for stopping by the channel. My name is Sean, and today I'll be talking about conventional financing for manufactured housing. With that said, let's dive in. If you could, just go ahead and click on like and subscribe to the channel. That helps the YouTube algorithm. With that said, let's dive in. So, can you get conventional financing on manufactured housing? The answer is yes, but there's a few things that have to fall in place with your property for you to be able to do so. First and foremost is your manufactured home has to have been built after June of 1976. However, a lot of lenders, they don't necessarily do manufactured housing, and some of them have what we call overlays, which means extra rules on top of either FHA, VA, or conventional, which would be Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae conforming loans. Some of them say, oh, it has to be built after 1990, but the basic rule is 1976. So if you have a property that seems to fit the mold and one lender tells you they can't do it, it might be because they just don't do it. Doesn't mean it can't be done. So the second thing is that your home has to be detitled. It can't be taxed as personal property. It actually has to be detitled and taxed as real estate. Next, the tongue and axle have to be removed and has to be on a permanent foundation. You have to get a foundation inspection, which is usually done once your loan gets approved, and then a foundation inspector will come out and give us the thumbs up on the foundation, or he might say that some additional work needs to be done, but in the perfect world, he'll basically give us a thumbs up and we're good to go. Another thing is that your home can't have been moved from one parcel to another after it's been bought. It has to be on the same parcel. It can't go from one address to the other. And that's pretty standard with conventional VA or FHA financing. Also, a lot of times it can't be in a flood zone. So that might be a barrier if you happen to be in a flood zone. Another one is that your home has to be 400 square feet or larger. Most of them are, so that's not usually an issue, but there are some older ones, some smaller ones that may not pass that 400 square foot marker. But typically most of them are these days, especially if you're talking about a double wide or even a triple wide, just the newer homes out there. So for the most part, if you meet all that criteria that I just mentioned, you should be able to get conventional financing backed by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae. And of course, it depends on whether you pass all the other variables like your credit's good enough and your debt to income ratio, etc. I do want to thank you again for stopping by. If you want to get information about any kind of mortgage, reverse mortgage, regular mortgage, financing on a manufactured home, check the description below. My contact info is down there, and I'd love to hear from you. Thanks. Bye-bye.